Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. On Tuesday, Arkansas Democrats received an early Christmas present. 39-year-old Jared Henderson announced he would run for the governor's seat to challenge incumbent Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson. Henderson is a 39-year-old computer science and physics major who has an MBA and an MPA from Harvard. He's a former NASA engineer, worked for high-powered consulting firm McKinsey & Company, and most recently was executive director of Teach for America's Arkansas region. I sat down with the first-time candidate for a one-on-one.
Congratulations on your foray into politics. You're not wearing nearly enough protective gear at this early stage. So,
well, I'm excited to be in the race. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I was born here in Little Rock, actually, almost 40 years ago. Grew up in Northwest Arkansas, went to public school up there, K through 12, graduated from the University of Arkansas. Moved back down to Little Rock about 5 years ago. My wife and I live here in the center of the state. We have a son. And we own and operate a medical practice.
All right. So you got wife, you got child, you've got, how old is your child?
13 months.
13 months. Yeah. Ah, he's a new dad right
there.
He's
incredible.
Right? Tell me why you're running and why are you running as a Democrat?
Yeah. So I think that by the time my son is an adult, I think that Arkansas can have one of the most dynamic economies in the country, and I think that we can have an education system that is truly exemplary when compared to anywhere else in the nation. But I think to do that, we have to recognize that we're living in one of the most rapid and dynamic periods of change in human history, and I do not think that's an exaggeration. So if we're going to seize this moment and not just manage the challenges, but actually seize the opportunity, we need some bold but doable solutions in education, in economic development, and a few other areas.
All right. Well, let's take education first. There's, yeah. You got a background in education.
I do.
The governor has done a lot in education. We see per pupil spending continues to rise. We've seen his computer coding initiative out there as something that has been hailed nationally by quite a few folks. He's working on a higher education formula that offers some more accountability. What would you do different?
Yeah, I'll say I like some of the strategies that he's put in place. I have a computer science degree, so I know firsthand the benefits that that brings. But I think it is a narrow piece of what should be our larger education strategy. You know, since 2010, we have had a more than 40% drop in the number of teachers that enter the profession through all channels. You know, you go to some rural communities in this country and you cannot find an applicant to apply for a high school math teacher, to say nothing of the quality. I think that if we're going to build a great education system, we need to make Arkansas in a decade one of the best places in the country to be a teacher. If we do that, we will have a great system. If we don't, everything else will just be tinkering on the margins.
All right, let's talk jobs and economic development there. We're experiencing some record low unemployment at this point in Arkansas's history, record employment, a lot of growth in manufacturing, professional services, health care. What would you advocate to do differently in that respect?
And jobs, right. So I would say two things on that front. You know, I am, as an Arkansan, as a citizen, as a taxpayer, I'm glad to see our unemployment rate so low. But wages are also incredibly low, and growth is minimal at best. And as we're going to, that is one thing that we need to focus on strongly. Second, I think in our rural communities, you know, we're seeing one of the most dynamic economies in the country in Northwest Arkansas. We're seeing a good, strong, you know, economic system in Central Arkansas, but there's still so much progress to be made in our rural communities. I think that there's an incredible opportunity, similar to how we've done with computer science, to actually promote small business development. There are people in Dumas right now, in Blytheville, in Helena, you name it, that have the work ethic, the initiative, and the passion to figure out what to do with a vacant storefront on Main Street. What they don't have are the technical know-how, oftentimes, the relationships and the capital. We could do something about that.
All right, let's talk health care. Yeah. The governor has been an advocate of the Medicaid expansion program. It was formerly known as the private option. It's Arkansas Works now, although there's a federal waiver that he is waiting to get some sort of sign off on, what would your approach to healthcare policy be?
Yeah.
Would it be different from Governor Hutchinson?
Yeah. I think that the direction that we're taking on Arkansas Works, I largely agree with, and I am happy to give credit where credit's due on that front. I think that the most important thing in healthcare right now that's not being talked about is the cost of insurance premiums. You know, my wife and I, she expanded healthcare to the employees in her practice this year, and so we've seen firsthand how hard it is to pay premiums right now on a middle-class salary. And that's if you're healthy. And it's getting worse every year. That is the most important thing that's not being talked about enough in healthcare at a state level and at a national level.
All right. Let's hit a couple hot-button issues. Yeah. You can give me short and sweet answers on this one. Pro-choice, pro-life.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a little bit of a longer answer, but I'll give you a direct one. No, almost 40 years ago, I was born to an unmarried teenage mother. So I've been thinking about this long before I thought about politics. And I will tell you, I think that abortion should be as rare as we can make it. But in cases of rape and incest and for the health of the mother, early in the pregnancy, I think the decision needs to be made between a woman, her doctor, her family, and her ministers. But I think there's a lot that we can do to make abortion rare while still showing love and dignity to all the women that have to make that decision.
Second Amendment has been a controversial subject in the Arkansas legislature. We've seen an expansion of gun access through Representative Charlie Collins' efforts there. Do you want to see more gun access, more gun control?
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I would err on the side of a little bit more control, but to be clear, like, virtually everyone in my family owns guns. I think the Second Amendment is unambiguous about our right to own them for defense or hunting or just because. Should I become governor, I don't intend to roll rights back. But I do hope that over time we can have a more productive discussion as a nation about how we keep them out of the hands of people that have mental issues or a history of violence. But I think right now it's mostly just a politically polarizing issue that just pushes us into our corners.
Last question for you, death penalty. We've seen a resurgence of it here in Arkansas under Governor Hutchinson's watch. You for the death penalty?
I do support it in limited circumstances. I'm not anti-death penalty categorically. I think that we have to be incredibly cautious about how we apply it, and I think in any cases where it's in any way rushed, we need to err on the side of not doing it. But, you know, we've just had multiple instances in the last few decades as DNA evidence has become more ubiquitous that we get it wrong sometimes, and we need to be thoughtful about that.
All right. Jared Henderson, he's running for governor as a Democrat. Where can people learn more about you?
They can go to my website, jaredforarkansas.com.
All right.
And I'll also have a Facebook page.
That's Jared Henderson, Democrat, running for Arkansas governor in 2018. You can catch our full interview online at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com, or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.